There aren't many people who own as much of Nashville's history as David Ewing. He has one of the largest private collections of city memorabilia, including items from the Centennial Exposition in 1896, the women's suffrage movement, and the civil rights era. He talked to WPLN's Emily Siner in our live series, Movers and Thinkers, about why he seeks out tangible proof of the past.
David Ewing knows a lot about history, but he prides himself on not just having the knowledge, but also having evidence.
I'll give you an example. Lyft, the ride-sharing program, is moving to downtown Nashville, some of their back office jobs. And the press release that went out said that they're moving in a building called the Nashville Sash and Door Building, which it was later. But when that building was built, it was a buggy company.
Transportation of the past, meet transportation of the smartphone age.
And the reason I know it was a buggy company, because I have the original advertisement, and I have some stationery from that buggy company from the 1890s.
The most powerful things he finds are also really personal. Like this one time he visited the house that used to belong to his great-great-grandparents.
It reminded me of an episode of American Pickers. There was just stuff all over the place.
Among the stuff, Ewing found a small yellowing piece of paper.
This is a poll tax card from Nashville, Tennessee, from 1880 that belonged to my great-great-grandfather. $2, which is about the equivalent of $50 today, to vote.
Then he holds up another laminated piece of paper, a voter registration card.
Now, I dare anyone to even probably find their voter registration card from 20 years ago. This is from 1920. On August 18th, 1920, we ratified the 19th Amendment. 27 million women got the right to vote, including African-American women, including my great-great-grandmother.
It's one thing to read in history books that something happened, but seeing the proof, holding it, touching it, Ewing says that brings the history to life. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.
There's more of our conversation with David Ewing and other Nashvillians trying to preserve history on our podcast, Movers and Thinkers. Listen to the episode on the podcasting app of your choice or on WPLN.org.